Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Mully and Hall. Live and local, Chicago sports talk for your morning on 670 The Score.
And now, the starting lineup for your Chicago Bulls. And making his first NBA All-Star appearance at the 2021 All-Star Game in Atlanta, from UCLA, a 6'6 guard, number 8, Zach LaVine.
Every broadcast team is biased towards their own players that are All-Star caliber. Everybody can make a case. I think objectively, everybody has noticed the play of Zach LaVine. I really believe that, and I think it's cool that he gets this recognition.
Yeah, he definitely deserves it.
LaVine, the crossover, the reverse, what a finish! Dun-dun-dun-dun.
Sometimes I dream he is me, like Zach. If I could be like Zach.
Bulls have numbers. LaVine, wide open. That's a three! Got it all!
Give me the hot sauce, Zach!
That's your All-Star, ladies and gentlemen, Zach LaVine.
There's a turnover by Minnesota, and that'll do it.
Drive home safely, Chicago. Beep, beep.
First time in the four meetings between Minnesota and Chicago that have gone to overtime, the Bulls win it. Minnesota had won the prior three. Zach LaVine led the way with 35 points in his first game since being minted as an All-Star, and for the first time this year, the Bulls have won three straight at home.
I know how hard I work. I know what I bring to the team, to the court. I just wanted to come out here and show I can prove we're winning, and you know, that's what got it in for me. You know, I'm extremely happy. My teammates did a great job. Coach staff did a great job, but you know, that's what happens. You know, we're gonna keep going from here. I'm not satisfied, and you know, I'm looking forward to this next challenge.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. It's a delight to welcome in the Bulls' new All-Star. He, of course, is Adam Amin, and some other guy did pretty well playing. The Score Hotline presented by Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park on North Avenue, or apford.com. Adam, what a joy. Thank you for joining us.
Morning, Adam. Oh, boy, thanks for the intro. I really appreciate that. Kind of you.
Oh, no. I've been really enjoying watching this team. I got to tell you, like, you guys do a very good job, a great job of entertaining me while I'm watching these games. But I'm watching these games. I used to do it out of duty. I felt professionally I had to watch, and now I get to actually enjoy. And this, the job that they've done, Billy Donovan, the way they're playing, I mean, Adam, good God, this is fun.
It is an entertaining brand of basketball right now, and that's the difference. When you have an all-star, and it's not a catch-all, that phrase, it's indicative of the type of play that is capable of at least one player on the floor. But more often than not, I mean, even a team like the Washington Wizards that has had brutal stretches this year, including losing back-to-back to the Bulls, They have two all-star caliber players. They have one this year in Beal. They have an MVP in Westbrook, and they're going to play an exciting brand of basketball. They've had great finishes, fun, entertaining finishes all year. More often than not, they've lost them, but they've been in games. And we brought that up last night late. We showed that clutch games graphic, right? The Bulls have played, I think now it's 19 clutch games, clutch being defined as if a game is within 5 points or less, inside of 5 minutes left. So tight games down the stretch. The Bulls have played as many as any other team in the league other than maybe Brooklyn and Boston. So you can say, especially when you play a team like Minnesota, you think, well, man, they should be beating up on a team like Minnesota. But was that the conversation a year ago? And I don't think it was. Even when I was around the team in my limited capacity, that really wasn't the conversation. So the fact that they're in all these games, I think if you take the positive slant towards it, you realize, all right, well, the fact that they're in these games now, they're competitive just about every night, regardless of the level of competition, whether it is Minnesota, the worst team in the league, or whether it's Philadelphia, the team with the best record in the East. Like, either way, they're in it, and that's an improvement. And then the fact that they're winning these games after getting a lot of, kind of punches to the gut earlier in the year, I think that speaks volumes about where this team is at now compared to where they were, let's say, 12 months ago.
Adam, when they hired you in June, I have to be honest, I thought it was a great move for the Bulls. But part of me was like, wow, he's taking that job for this team now? Because the Bulls have not been interesting. They have not been exciting. They have not been the brand name that they used to be. There's been a depreciation. And then, you know, then they have changed all that this season. They're more entertaining. They're fun to watch, as Molly pointed out. It's not you're not watching out of duty. You're watching out of curiosity. How surprised have you been that they have been as interesting to call and as fun to be around as they have been?
I'm very pleasantly surprised. I didn't think it was out of the realm of expectation or ability. I mean, I've been around Billy Donovan. I've seen some of these players play, but I didn't know it was going to look like this. I honestly had no idea. I did understand that when there was a change in ownership, there was a change in head coach, that was on the horizon. You had in front office, I should say. You had the sense that maybe this would be going in the right direction. Maybe that the trajectory would shift a little bit upwards. And I still have to temper my expectations because, much like everybody talks about it being a process, like, we also have to recognize that, like, this is great vibes. The reason that it's great vibes is that it's, like, let's look at the baseline where we were at before compared to where we're at now. It's such a large gap that you feel it's impossible not to feel good about what's happening right now. And you should. If you're a fan, you should. Enjoy the roller coaster. Enjoy the fact that the trajectory is going upwards. I'm going to try to keep it tempered as much as I can while still enjoying the games. But I think for all of us, we just recognize that when a team plays competitive, when they play competitively, they have talent, and then you add in a coach that has this level of kind of calm and reason and competency in multiple scenarios in an NBA basketball game to manage, you feel like good things are eventually going to come around. I was hoping that this would be the case, that they would have these solid improvements. I don't know if they've exceeded expectations. I think maybe they have to some people. To some other people, I'm sure they thought this is exactly what should be happening. And either way, I don't think there's a wrong, right or wrong answer in that sense. I think it's just a good thing that it is working in a positive direction for the time being.
So we keep thinking the season itself is sort of this period of evaluation, and we keep waiting for the trade deadline to figure out if they're moving anybody, if they're going to be adding anybody. There are rumors circulating all over the place. What's your take on where they're at in terms of the evaluation period?
I think it's moved on along faster than I maybe think than I would have thought. I think getting 30 games in now, you get a much better feel, because I think those first 10 to 15 games you really didn't know, and I can understand when your expectations are for any movement in a positive direction and it doesn't happen right away, there's naturally going to be some frustration. There's frustration with fans. I'm sure we were kind of frustrated at times because they were losing tough games. And I don't doubt, obviously, that coaches and players in front office were all feeling the same way as well. I don't doubt that there was some frustration when you're losing to Golden State at the buzzer, when you lose games like they did against Portland a month ago. Late in the game, I'm sure there's been moments like that, and that's fine. That's part of this process as well. But I wasn't sure that it would move this quickly, and I think we're starting to get a real sense for what this team is like. Now, Markkanen being out, Porter being out as much as they have. Porter's now missed basically half the season. Same thing with Markkanen. You don't really know, and Stacey talked about this last night, like, you still want to see what this team is like with LaVine and Lowry playing a lot more together. That's something that Billy Donovan has pointed out. Like, he wanted Zach LaVine and Lowry Markkanen to try to be a two-man, there needed to be some two-man game with them involved on a game-to-game basis. You wanted to see you could argue two of your most talented offensive players play together and see how it works. And you haven't really had that chance to evaluate that. So I understand that if the front office isn't fully, set with what is in front of them, because you don't really know, but you've gotten a good chunk of an idea about most of this roster and what you have right now. I don't know how that translates. I can't think about that entire web in a small amount of time. I'd really have to sit down and break it down, but it changes on a game-to-game basis, I'm sure. So I think it's probably a little bit slowed by the injuries, but I think 30 games in, you're really getting a good sense of where this team is at, who can do what, and who can do what well.
Adam, your chemistry with Stacey King already is terrific, and it's like you guys have been working together for years. I get a kick out of how entertaining each night is. The other night, I mean, Stacey, you just never know. He's watching that Devin Hester commercial with Sportsbet, and he's come back. He's like, hey, that's Devin Hester. Like, it just dawned on him. And it's just something that makes you laugh on a regular basis. How do you prepare for the spontaneity? I guess that sounds like a silly question, but like, you have to be almost ready for everything, but it seems as if you're ready for almost everything.
Yeah, it's kind of a paradox, right? How do you prepare for spontaneity? I don't want to give people the wrong idea that I'm not an entertainer. I'm not very good at it. I don't think I've really been confident as an entertainer. And the fact that Stacey is as entertaining as he is, he's got this, you know, at times larger than life personality. And I'm sure if you've met him and seen how friendly he is and had the chance to interact with him, I'm sure you've felt that at some point. I'm happy to facilitate that. I'm better when, you know, the person next to me has a good sense for when to be, you know, fun, or when to be entertaining, or when to make the joke, or when to, you know, hit the catchphrase or whatever it is. I'm glad that I work with somebody that has such a good feel for that. And remember, Stacey's called a lot more NBA games than I have. And I'm still trying to get the lay of the land, although I feel fairly confident in my feel for the game. I haven't done it for now, you know, 4 or 5 years, but I'm still getting my footing. And the fact that Stacey is as comfortable as he is makes it easier on me. And I know what to accentuate, I think. I think I know where he wants to go a lot of the time. And again, I still want it to be a basketball show, and I don't think we've ever really lost any steam as a basketball first show. And that's the thing I've always wanted to make sure we keep at the forefront, is the game itself and the evaluation and the breakdown and really giving a spotlight to the other team, to the opponent as well. We want to make sure we're as informed about the rest of the league as we are about the Bulls. So I still think that's at the forefront. And because I get to focus on that, and Stacey's as comfortable as he is in going in any direction, I think it's easier for me to facilitate that. So it makes it a lot easier on me to be able to do, you know, to have that spot, you know, preparedness for spontaneity when I know what type of comfort level, you know, a partner has, and Stacey's as comfortable as anybody I've ever worked with.
So Adam, the Suns come in on Friday, and we talked a little bit earlier in the show about how both the Bulls and the Suns have improved pretty dramatically from 1 year to the next. And they both tapped into the kind of Oklahoma City thing. Obviously, the Bulls with their coach and the Suns trading for Chris Paul. And this guy is 35, and he plays kind of LeBronish minutes. It's crazy. But both of them have that weird connection. It'll be fun to kind of see what it's like with a great point guard and the Bulls, again, kind of struggling at that position, if you will.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of players on this team that, you know, especially some of the younger guys, and Kobe White is probably the one that sticks out the most, that look up to Chris Paul, right? And I have just a very keen sense about what type of player he is. How many times have you heard Billy Donovan reference a Chris Paul? I mean, we've heard it a bunch of times when talking about point guard development. And I also have to remember, and Donovan's pointed this out, like, we're talking about a 15-year veteran compared to guys who are in the league for 2, 3, 4 years. And that's why you have veterans like that. Chris Paul is probably, you know, if not a Hall of Famer, he certainly makes a great case for it whenever he decides to hang it up. And the fact that they've made as much of a jump as they have. They're 20-10. Like, it's not, there's, that's no joke of a record when they play, right, you know, when you play in the Western Conference. So this is going to be maybe the most intriguing test of the year. You got another really good Western Conference team that's made major strides this year that now has a player that is kind of a barometer for what the Bulls want to be from that position, and somebody who's been coached by Billy Donovan, so he knows tendencies and things like that. But I think it's going to be fascinating. I'm excited to see it. Again, another reason you want to temper some expectation, as well as they're playing right now, you know, winners of, what is it, 5 out of 6 and 4 in a row, the second half schedule is really hard. Like, it is very difficult. Like, the Bulls have done a very good job against a schedule that's been a little bit lighter at times. This has been more of a process of feeling it out, and now I think you're really going to get tested starting Friday, you know, going into the second half. You got you got Phoenix, you got an improving Toronto team, you got Denver that has had an MVP candidate this year, and then you got New Orleans again before you start a second half schedule against Philly and Miami and Milwaukee and all these really, really good teams. So really good test coming up.
Great stuff, Adam. Great catching up with you. We love your work and appreciate your time.
Keep up the good work, and leave the dancing to Swirsk, though.
Yeah, hey, that's all. Like I said, man, I it was a cardigan-based dance. I leave the consistency for our man Chuck Swirsk. Yeah, I appreciate you boys very, very much. Thank you.
Great stuff.
Thanks, Adam. That's Adam Amin. He does a great job. I love the broadcast, and it's so much fun. And, again, I'm sincere about that. They're fun to watch. Those guys are doing a great job, but it's not just that. It's not the only reason to tune in, which is great.
Style of play. It's the way they play. They get up and down, and they have a star. And when he's on, Zach LaVine is as entertaining to watch as anybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.